Libya plunged into chaos following the 2011 uprising that toppled longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The ouster gave rise to heavily armed militias and led to deep political divisions. The country has been witnessing numerous clashes between forces loyal to former army general Khalifa Haftar and militia groups that keep refusing to lay down their arms. Recibe Somaleski tells us more about the situation in the country.
We have to take a look at the groups that are in control of Libya now as we speak. We've got three color codes here. The color blue indicating the Operation Dignity forces that are led by General Khalifa al-Haftar. They are in control of Tobruk and the airport there, as well as a large part of Benghazi, Zintan and Ajdabiya as well. Their base, however, is in Tobruk. The color green indicates, as you can see there, the Dawn of Libya movement comprising of Islamic groups, and they are in control of Tripoli and its airport, as well as Misrata. And the color black that you can see, just a little bit part of Benghazi there, Darna and Sirte, is in the hands of Ansarul Sharia, the Salafist groups. But first, we have to take a look at the most important group involved here, and that's the color blue, the Operation Dignity Forces. Who are the Operation Dignity Forces? We know that Operation Dignity was launched by General Khalifa al-Haftar and started its activity in mid-May 2014. Its aim was to eradicate Islamists from power, but it has served to deepen divisions in the country. To find out more about General Haftar, we're going to take a look at some more information about him. General Khalifa al-Haftar, you can see him in this picture just behind the former ruler of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. That's when he actually helped Muammar Gaddafi in a coup against King Idris in 1969. Later, during Libya's war in Chad, he was captured in 1987. He was released and then returned to Libya, whereupon he was arrested again on charges of conspiracy to topple the government. However, the U.S. intervened. He was sent to America in 1990. Only 3 years after that, he became an American citizen. And there were reports of him running a training camp in the U.S., which could indicate a relationship with the CIA. In 2011, General Haftar returned to Libya. So basically, right now, when we look at the situation in Libya, we have two effective governments that are in Libya now. One of them, as you can see here, two governments since August, is the internationally recognized government led by Prime Minister Abdullah al-Thani in Tobruk. The other is the self-proclaimed prime minister led by Omar al-Hassi in Tripoli. But this is not the only problem that Libya is facing. Regional players are also getting involved. And concerning regional players, we know that Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Egypt are supporting General Haftar's movement, whereas Qatar and Turkey are supporting his rivals. It looks like that this various rivalries that are taking place and the role of regional players are only helping Libya turn into a failed state.